mistake.
Okay, those young men out there, you ready, hon?
Lorraine Whitehead Office has lived in Midtown since 1954. She opened the Fresh and Wrap House on 22nd Street South in St. Petersburg 16 years ago. Before that, she was selling barbecued ribs, chicken, and crabs in neighborhoods from her mobile truck.
My husband started with just selling raw fish, and then we progressed to hamburgers, and then progressed a little more to start selling garlic crabs.
Although she's famous for her garlic crabs, she can't afford to buy crab meat at $2.50 a pound because business is slow. Recently, she closed down the dining area of her restaurant. She does not serve any more breakfast, and she had to let go her two workers. A longtime resident in the area, Whitehead had also witnessed many changes in the neighborhood.
And it was segregation in that time, and in this area here, oh wow, it was just really a very popular area. As I grew up and I became a young married woman, my husband and I, my cousin and her husband, we used to like to come here and sit on the cars and just look at the people. At that time, Snow Peak was selling like chicken gizzards and hamburgers and shakes.
But the days when they would sit on cars at the Snow Peak restaurant to listen to music from the Manhattan casino are gone. The Snow Peak restaurant got demolished. To make ends meet in her business, Whitehead pays her bills later.
Changed the dates. I call and say, well, can I pay this bill that day? They'll let me do that. They're just moving money around for a later date. It's going to get better. I just feel that.
She also changed her menu and provides more home-cooked meals.
I was selling garlic crabs, but my crabber said that he opened a business in Tampa, and the crabs are very slow now, and he just only catch enough for his business there, and they're so expensive. So I just wait until they come down and get popular here again, and I go back to selling crabs. Then I probably open this side up again. I can't afford to run it right now.
Whitehead hopes to get more business when the Job Corps training facility opens this year. Another hopeful business owner is Olu Oyekoya from Nigeria, who manages a retail pharmacy across the street from Mercy Hospital since April 2008. The new business owner says he opened his business at the right time.
There are two big projects going on now. You have Job Corps down the street, and then you have a big neuroscience center coming up on Central and 22nd. And we believe that once those projects are completed, they will attract more people to come in here. And we really have high hopes for the area. We really do.
He says that recent developments and upcoming projects will bring him more business.
I feel very safe around here. The people are nice. There are opportunities there. People need to come down here and exploit it. I forget about these fears. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best area, but it's not different from any other area, period. It's not.
A part of the Midtown development is the Oral History Promotion Project, initiated by the 22nd Street Redevelopment Corporation last month. Manager Steve Graves says that the stories of local people are posted online.
22nd Street South was the main street for the African-American community. You could go from the womb to the tomb because we had Mercy Hospital, and then we had several funeral homes. Anything you needed for life in between, it could be purchased here. But in the late 60s, when the African-American community could go wherever they want, live wherever they want, shop wherever they want, go into restaurants wherever they want, that was great.
But people moving away also meant economic decline and vacant lots for the neighborhood. The city and nonprofit organizations want economic recovery and cultural renaissance of this area.
Just last year, in the springtime, we finished up a project that was nearly $800,000 to resurface, to replace sidewalks, to add additional light poles, and greatly improve the look of the street, even over things that have been done. Just when you have the city behind you, they can make some things happen that residents or small businesses can't.
Graves believes that the 22nd Street South has a lot to offer and can inspire community support.
There's value here today, but sometimes we're all busy and you drive right by it. But thinking about what was accomplished and what the activity here was, that said, well, maybe we can do it, you know, and you feel a bit better.
22nd Street South may become more than just a commercial and entertainment district, but a meeting point for the whole community. In St. Petersburg, Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.